Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So I asked you the question a little bit earlier. I wanted to know which type of music works for you. Karen with a Y says, for me, I go upbeat to feel better. Marco says it's classical music in order to stay calm. But we're definitely seeing the influence of music in our mental health and maybe even our physical health. Dr. Wilhelm Lichtenberg, a specialist cardiothoracic surgeon, chairman of Young Hearts Africa, NPO. A very good morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm very well this morning. Thank you. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So there's no doubt that music impacts us. It impacts our mood. It changes our mood. It reflects our mood. It even reflects the weather. Yeah, I know that when we play certain types of songs, people will say, oh, that's perfect for this chilly Monday morning or whatever it would be. So it really does become a bit of a reflection as to who we are. But tell us some of the research that is now has been done and how music is being used.
Oh, you'd have to ask an expert on that. I'm a surgeon.
Yes.
A music therapist.
Right, but I want to know in surgery, how is music being used to assist kids?
Okay, well, how we use music is we use music to tell the story which we have to tell the world. That is that there are a vast number of children being born every year with heart defects who need surgery. Mm-hmm. And in South Africa, the majority of these children never get or don't get the treatment because the public health system is overburdened and they can't get off the waiting lists, which they have been put on to get their surgery.
Right.
And we're using music to raise awareness and to raise funds to be able to increase the capacity so that these children can be offered these life-saving surgeries.
So music in this case is telling the story that people need to hear?
Yes, correct.
And how do you go about doing that?
Well, I sing a little in my spare time.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just recently recorded a new album called Sacred Heart.
Right.
And that, all the proceeds of sales of that album will go toward our foundation, which funds surgery for children with heart defects.
Right. The link between music and our ability to hear stories and connect with something. Do we actually understand what it is?
Sorry, can you just repeat that question? I lost you for a second.
Have we understood the impact of music? We've spoken about, you know, I mentioned in terms of mental health, I mentioned in terms of storytelling. The power of music is absolutely immense. How does it differ if you were to stand up and tell an audience or tell people about the plight of kids and then you bring in music as an element? What is it about us that we respond so well to this?
Well, music affects one at a subconscious level. It has this, it doesn't matter what language you're singing. If it's a beautiful melody, it will immediately touch people's as I say, subconsciously, and you mentioned earlier, it affects your mood, it affects your, there is research to show that music can change the speed of your heartbeat. And if you look at music therapy as such, it's an accepted modality of treatment for people who have mental defects, who have neurological injuries, have neurological illnesses. Music has been shown to alleviate the symptoms of people with dementia. I had a friend who did a PhD in music therapy. He was a music teacher and then studied further and used his knowledge and qualified himself as a music therapist. And he treated people with neurological injuries and neurological diseases. And it actually does have a beneficial effect. We don't use the music that we do to fix the heart as such. We just use it to tell our story.
Right. Well, let's just talk about that, that you say that 90% of children born with heart defects in South Africa have no access to medical care. That's a staggering number.
Maybe one should just qualify that statement. In fact, only 10 to 15% of people in South Africa have medical insurance. The rest are dependent on the public healthcare system. So they do have access to medical treatment, but it takes forever because the waiting lists are so long. And if it's a life-threatening disease, of course, time is of the essence.
Right. And what is our state care for these kids like?
Well, once they do get the treatment, then it is, of course, very good. They get treated at tertiary healthcare systems. For instance, in Cape Town, the Red Cross Children's Hospital, it is the best available in the country. I have no doubt about that. And pediatric cardiac surgery in the private sector is very limited. And pediatric cardiac surgery is a super specialization. In other words, after one is specialized as a cardiac surgeon, you need to do an additional two-year fellowship specializing only in pediatric cardiac surgery.
Right,
because it is a very, very, very complex field.
Right. So therefore, it's very, very limited. So if anybody wants to support this, so where do we get this album? How do we support this?
So you can go to our website. It's called www.youngheartsafrica.org.
Mm-hmm.
All the information is on the website. The album, it can be accessed digitally on all the digital streaming platforms. And we will have physically the CDs to be bought for Christmas presents this year.
Amazing.
Which you can order via our website.
Dr. Wilhelm Lichtenberg, a specialist cardiothoracic surgeon, chairman of At Young Hearts Africa, NPO, talking to us about this great initiative.